Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. A breath of scarcity. Imagine a world where the Zephyrs of yesterday have been locked away, trademarked and barcoded in the name of profit. In this audacious continuation of our dystopian exploration, we delve into a time when the very air we breathe has been seized by the grip of avarice, commodified to the point where oxygen tanks are the new currency, and air is the stock in an ever-thriving marketplace. The new gold rush, profit, power, and oxygen, the twisted trinity that fuels our dystopian economy. The planet's atmosphere, once a common good, is now stratified as certifiably pure zones have become the playground for an elite society. The impoverished majority, however, are sentenced to the remnants of a once rich biosphere, breathing whatever quality of air that slips through the cracks of a merciless division. The commodification of air didn't happen overnight. It was a slow, malignant growth that spread its roots deep into the soil of our society. Air brokers emerged as key players in a civilization's struggle to evade airborne toxicity. Like bottling sunlight, they harnessed the winds, pilfering from alveoli to almanacs, rendering the Earth's breath a price-tagged wonder. Through the artificial scarcity, these merchants of life raised the stakes in a deadly casino of survival, exclusive respiration. It has become passé for the wealthy to their air's terroir. A sickly status symbol when lung food describes the myriad of filtered and flavored oxygen offerings hawked within their sanitized enclaves. Contrastingly, the disenfranchised employ makeshift masks and pragmatic prayers at the mercy of their diminished atmosphere. The notion of free breathing is now an archaic concept, akin to folklore or fairy dust, to the progeny of the damned, reflections of despair. Our reflection on the collapse of a vital common good unfurls the eco-apocalyptic chapters we've chronicled so arduously. Gray Havens, with its glint of human ingenuity amidst a morass of despair. The Smog Society, an articulate exposition on the chronicles of privilege framed by pollution. Together, they embody a dark symphony of the resilient and the repressed, a tale of air-selling tycoons cashing in on civilization's last gasps, the irony of breathing easy. Wrapping one's mind around this marketplace of the skies is to witness the irony in its crudest form. The ease of breathing, once the mark of poverty, has now become a lurid luxury. In a snowball effect, the Earth's ecology and human equality have simultaneously spiraled into jeopardy, intertwined in a chaotic chorus of wheezes and whispers. The commodification of air is a chimera that taunts the destitute with a vision of unattainable vivacity, a world winded. Amidst the marketplace's roar, a murmur springs forth, a whisper of discord from the clean air rebels who refuse to accept their fated asphyxiation. Ragged but resolute, these champions of a lost cause fight not for the air they can no longer claim, but for the justice that has been siphoned away with every corporate wind capture. We leave our readers pondering a stark reality. Can there be solace when the simple act of inhalation is governed by the wallet's weight? What's left for humanity when its most fundamental need becomes a commodity sold to the highest bidder? And we ask, behind the veil of this dystopian despair, might we seek out the answer in the reality we still possess, or should we resign to being winded by avarice?